In the 2006 film version of The Devil Wears Prada, Miranda Priestly, played by Meryl Streep, scolds her unattractive assistant for imagining that high fashion doesn't affect her. Priestly explains how the deep blue color of the assistant's sweater descended over the years from fashion shows to department stores and to the bargain bin in which the poor girl doubtlessly found her garment. This top-down conception of the fashion business couldn't be more out of date or at odds with the feverish world described in Overdressed, Elizabeth Klein's 3-year indictment of fast fashion. In the last decade or so, advances in technology have allowed mass-market labels such as Zara, H&M, and Uniqlo to react to trends more quickly and anticipate demand more precisely. Quicker turnarounds mean less wasted inventory, more frequent releases, and more profit. Those labels encourage style-conscious consumers to see clothes as disposable, meant to last only a wash or two, although they don't advertise that, and to renew their wardrobe every few weeks. By offering on-trend items at dirt-cheap prices, Klein argues these brands have hijacked fashion cycles, shaking an industry long accustomed to a seasonal pace. The victims of this revolution, of course, are not limited to designers. For H&M to offer a $5.95 knit miniskirt in all its 2,300-plus stores around the world, it must rely on low-wage overseas labor, order in volumes that strain natural resources, and use massive amounts of harmful chemicals. Overdressed is the fashion world's answer to consumer activist bestsellers, like Michael Pollan's The Omnivore's Dilemma. Mass-produced clothing, like fast food, fills a hunger and need, yet is non-durable and wasteful, Klein argues. Americans, she finds, buy roughly 20 billion garments a year, about 64 items per person, and no matter how much they give away, this excess leads to waste. Towards the end of Overdressed, Klein introduced her ideal, a Brooklyn woman named Sarah Kate Beaumont, who since 2008 has made all of her own clothes, and beautifully. But as Klein is the first to note, it took Beaumont decades to perfect her craft. Her example can't be knocked off. Though several fast fashion companies have made efforts to curb their impact on labor and the environment, including H&M with its Green Conscious Collection line, Klein believes lasting change can only be effected by the customer. She exhibits the idealism common to many advocates of sustainability, be it in food or in energy. Vanity is a constant. People will not only start shopping more sustainably when they can't afford not to.